Here we go. Okay, so this is our first session of the Create Your Best-Selling Author Career 6-month program. And you guys already know this, but this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach. And today we are going to do a little bit of logistical work. Or logistical tasks, I guess, just so that we can all get to know each other. We've been doing a little bit of that already. But I want to, first of all, welcome you to the program. We have a very small group, and that's really great for the three of you, because what that means is that you get really you get a lot of time with me, one-on-one. So even though this is group coaching, which is three people, as you can see, if one person doesn't show up, then, you know, it's two people. If two people don't show up, it's one. But I'm hoping that won't be the case. I'm hoping that there will be three people on the call, because there's more value in learning from everyone and having the interaction between between all of you. And I'm going to be creating a Facebook group that's private for all of you, so we can chat there during the week if all of you are on Facebook. If you're not, it's okay. But it's a way for you to ask questions at any time during the month as well. And so it's just better if there are more of us. Participating. But three is a nice number for all of you, and I am just thrilled to have the three of you in the program with me. It is the first time I'm running it, but I'm thrilled because it rolls all my best stuff into this. I really have gone long and wide and thrown in, as a friend of mine said, the kitchen sink, because I want to make sure that in these 6 months you get everything you need to succeed. And everyone has different goals, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to begin by giving you a little bit of an overview. You probably read through the sales material anyway, but I just want you to know that what we'll be doing is we'll be spending about 2 months on crafting starting with this mind map that you will build out over the 6 months. You're going to get a lot of it done early on, but you will just keep working with the mind map. I'm going to show you another mind map later on in the call, but we're going to start with the one that you see on the screen, hopefully. And you'll work with this mind map and build out your career, but over this first 2 months, we will move from this map over to one that is about your business plan for your book, so that you are actually taking one of the books you want to write and you are choosing to work with it for this program, and you will build a business plan for it that helps you craft a book that will sell. Craft a marketable book. And so that is a whole nother mind map that we'll be working with. If you don't like mind maps, you don't have to use the mind maps, but you can do this any way you like. In any case, we will move from this sort of umbrella view of your career to a more myopic view of a book and planning out that book so it is one that has a higher likelihood of selling well. From there, we will move on to writing that book. Some of you will be able to write your book in 2 months, and some of you will not. Some of you will choose to take the information that you put together in the first 2 months and polish that up into a book proposal rather than just a business plan. And I should backtrack a little bit. Hopefully, at the end of the first 2 months, you do have a business plan finished. It will look a lot like a book proposal, but if you're going to self-publish, it does not have to be a polished book proposal like you'll give to a literary agent. But you get the bonus of having the opportunity to have your business plan or your book proposal reviewed by a literary agent, not to land a contract with them, but to get the feedback on whether your book is marketable and whether it's a good idea, whether it's an idea they think would sell, and to get the feedback on how to improve it if it's not. And also they'll give you feedback on you and your platform and your credentials and all those things. So that's really invaluable. So again, the first two months are on crafting the idea, getting that business plan done, maybe finishing up the proposal. Then we go on to writing the book. Some of you may choose at that point to be still working on, you know, finishing up the proposal and maybe just doing a couple sample chapters if you're writing nonfiction. And then we go from there into 2 months where we're working only on platform building and promotion plans, and then monetizing your content in other ways such as products and services. So that's what we're going to be doing. Hopefully everybody was on board with that when they registered. Any questions on that? No? Nope. Everybody still with me?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's why I'm here.
Okay, good. So I will be explaining how all of this works together to create a successful career when we start working with this map that's in front of you. All right, so before we do that, we're such a small group that I would like to do some introductions, and I know we did a little of that. Rolf, you talked a little bit about yourself, but not so much about the books, and Kelly hasn't said anything. I'm just double-checking that Mark's not here. Hold on. Nope. Okay, so he can introduce himself whenever he shows up, if he shows up, or else he'll introduce himself in 2 weeks. So one of you decide to go first. First of all, let me say, do you want me to talk a little bit about myself and how I got where I am and why I'm teaching this, or about my book,
yes,
or any of that?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out as a magazine journalist. Actually, I had a desire in high school to write fiction, and my mother said that only really good writers could make a living at fiction, and so I decided that must mean that I wasn't that good. And so I took a class in journalism in high school and discovered that journalism was a route to a paid career as a writer. And I liked magazines, and I liked self-help magazines in particular, and so I decided that I would get a degree in magazine journalism, which is what I did. And that really set me up to do all kinds of things in the publishing world, including write and edit books. And I went on to work for a variety of regional magazines, and then to work in corporate communications, and then to freelance in a variety of ways, and including for newsletters and, you know, full-time editing for newsletters and writing. And anyway, somebody asked me one day if I would edit a book for them, and we had been told as magazine writers that we could do that, that a nonfiction book was just a string of articles all on the same topic. And so I thought, well, if I can edit magazines and write magazine articles, I can probably edit a book. And I did, and then the second book I edited was for a colleague of this first person, and that book was self-published but then sold verbatim to Simon & Schuster and is still in print today, I think 20 years later, with the Fireside imprint. And that person has sold over 320,000 copies, I think, to date. So that was my first big success as a book editor, and I did another, and that book was called Enlightened Leadership. And I did another book a few years later called Radical Forgiveness for another a friend, the husband of a friend. And he wanted to build a business around his book, and he was a real estate agent. But Radical Forgiveness won a Writer's Digest Award, self-published award, and he got a contract with a publishing house and a big advance, and then the publishing house was purchased, and he gave the money back and bought the book back. And anyway, he went on to sell well over like 115,000 copies and finally sold it to Sounds True many years later. So these were my two big successes as an editor. I've edited a lot of other books, but nothing really major to speak of besides those. I then decided I wanted to write a book, and I wanted to write about what I call practical spirituality and personal development. And I did manage to land a literary agent. I've actually had several. The first one didn't really sell anything for me. The second one was selling my spiritual work and then told me she wanted me to move into something more business-oriented in my area of expertise, not just my passion. And so that was how I started focusing on writing and publishing. And I had been focusing a lot of my time actually on how you get published and how you publish successfully. And I began to channel all that knowledge and all my interest in how I was going to succeed as an author into blogging and helping my clients and that sort of thing. And that really got me where I am now. I started Write Nonfiction in November, or the National Nonfiction Writing Month, and I would bring in experts and I would learn from the experts. And I've been involved with the San Francisco Writers Conference for 11 years. And I have two traditionally published books, How to Blog a Book and The Author's Training Manual, both of which are Amazon bestsellers. How to Blog a Book has been an Amazon bestseller for over 2 years, 2.5 years, and is we're just finishing up the second edition. So it has gone into a second edition very quickly. And I have, I don't know, I think it's 12 or 15 now e-books that are anything from a PDF to something up on Amazon, on the Kindle program, and three of those are Amazon bestsellers. And I also have a couple self-published books that are either on Amazon or were produced in other ways but are physical books that I sell. So, and I continue to write articles when I have time, and I have 4 blogs, and I think that's probably all you need to know. Any questions?
No.
Okay. So basically, you know, you're learning from my my hard knocks, my experience, my passion for becoming a successful author myself. And you know, the last five books I've produced have all been bestsellers. So that's what I'm teaching you. And I make an income from my books and from the products and services I offer. So that's, you know, the goal here is to teach you how to produce best-selling books, and, you know, to share what I learned and to show you also how to monetize that content. So that's me. Who wants to go next?
Rolf does.
Apparently, I have to do whatever Max says, right? Isn't that your name here, Max?
Oh, no. That's my husband's name. My husband's name is Max.
Here's something you should know about me. Just about everything I hear, I consider to be a straight line. And I have a punchline for it.
Got it.
So don't take everything, don't take things too seriously that I say. So, did you both get that?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I write comedy, by the way.
Okay, so you're going to keep it light for us, because I'm always too serious.
So, the big view on me is that I've been a, and the book I have in mind is, my wife and I are both teachers of transcendental meditation, if you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around a long time, and so have we, and it's been our career. Not teaching the entire 32 years of our marriage, doing also a lot of administration, running large retreat facilities, working on the national level. I'm just going to tell you all straight out. For 9.5 years in the 90s, we were the national administrators for TM in the United States. I say that so that you know we are really well connected with the organization. Then we came back to Eugene, Oregon to take care of my parents. At the end of their life, took care of them for 2 years for my father, 6 years for my mother. And then about 4 years ago, we moved back to Portland. Nobody was teaching meditation, TM here, so on a regular basis. So we were asked to do it, and we began doing it. So we've kind of come back full circle to where we were 30-some years ago when we were first married. And so that's really one career, but also I've always had an interest in writing. When I was in college and when I actually dropped out of college after 1 year, I envisioned myself as being a poet and published and all this, being a writer. It took a while. But I've always kept a writer's journal since my first year of college, just jotting down little ideas, not every day. And So these two things have kind of gone parallel. And then in the 90s, when we were, ourselves and another couple were responsible for basically administration of the whole nonprofit organization in the United States, about halfway through the 90s, I just got this big urge to be involved in writing and editing and publishing. And so I was in a position where I could create a magazine. So I created a national magazine for the TM community. At the time, it was a very expensive thing, you know, about 60 pages, glossy, four color, very beautiful. Everybody loved it. Paid for by advertisers, meaning different departments and institutions within the TM organization. And so I created that. I was the editor. It was quarterly, so four times a year I would conceive of the magazine, edit, and see the publishing through, you know, see the printing and the distribution. So that was my first serious publishing role. And then we went to take care of my parents, and I continued to do, then I began doing freelance writing during that period, writing for the TM organization and then beginning to write for other individuals and groups. I wouldn't say full-time because I was, you know, somewhat busy. But where I'm at now is that I've come back to teaching TM and I teach the fitness program. But writing and telling my stories is really the driving force in my life at this moment. And basically, in the last few years, I would say I've been overcoming a certain shyness. If you notice, my name is Rolf Eriksson, which is Swedish. And then my aunt's, you know, my father's father came from the old countries, so it wasn't so liberal back then. And so I grew up kind of like holding it in, you know, like Swedes, those days you don't talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I'm at right now is I want to let it out. I want to share my story. And I have to. I mean, this is what I feel I'm called to do for the coming future or the rest of my life or whatever that may be. And so I've gotten over a lot of that, and I am now on, this is not the book I want to work on with this group, but it will help me. I am now basically very close to finishing my first work of fiction. I never intended to write fiction, but this character came to me in my writing journal one day. I wrote it down. It's a character from another planet, and he is here on Earth, and he writes blogs, and he blogs by the cycles of the moon. So his blog on a full moon will be very different from a new moon, or a first quarter, or a third quarter, and there are basically eight themes running through the book aligned with these eight cycles of the moon. And at first I thought it was just a funny book, and then it started getting touching. And so now each of the nine moons that he cycles through, you have both. You have funny and you have touching. And I got a big encouragement from Paula. Nina, you probably know how to pronounce her last name, Muneier. She runs courses there through Writer's Digest.
I think I know who you mean, but I don't know how to pronounce
her. Paula Muneier or Muneier or whatever. Don't tell her.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Muneier. Anyway, I took her first 10-page course, which she teaches a few times a year. And she didn't really get it because it's not the usual, like, detective story where everything's laid out in the first 10 pages. It's this guy, you kind of get to know him over time. So I sent him a 2,500-word blog post that I thought she might appreciate, and she did. And she said, this is a riot. She said, if you can make a book out of it, I want to see it. So that is the project I'm pushing through right now. But my goal with this course is to write a book, which I've wanted to write for about 6 years or more, an introduction to transcendental meditation. And basically, right now, the concept is it's 108 two-page spreads. Each page is one a good reason to learn, because there are that many reasons to learn. So that is my mission in the next 6 months, to write and finish, and with your help, position and, shape this book. And I have I believe I have a built-in market. I've positioned myself. I agreed a couple of years ago to take on the online version of that magazine I created, which is continued online. Not that I really had to do that job, but I wanted to position myself within the TM organization again as a leading writer and editor so that I can, because I'm going to have 108 very small stories or 250-word little vignette stories from a variety of people within the organization and also celebrities, etc. So I've now done that for 2 years. I've positioned myself within the organization again to have access to all these people. And so I'm confident that I'm in the place now to do the book.
Great.
So that's me.
Super. Well, I'm really pleased to have you here. And TM is I hear about TM all the time in all kinds of circles. So I think
it's lively at the moment, thanks to David Lynch.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay. Super. Thank you for sharing. And thanks for being here. Kelly.
Yep. Well, so I'm Kelly Chevalier, not Max Manlongit. That's my husband. My husband is Filipino. We met each other when I was stationed in I was stationed in Japan. So I was stationed in Japan. I was in the military almost 20 years, and I medically retired just shy of 20 years. But it's okay because I actually came out far better than I ever would have if I had just done 20 years. My injuries were severe, but I'm now like the bionic woman. I've got all kinds of metal things that hold me together, and I'm awesome. So the first book that I wrote, I just finished and just uploaded it to Amazon today, and it's called Get Up, Get Dressed, Get Out, and it's like the story of my PTSD. And I felt like I had to just get it out because it was a way for me to heal. So it was really hard to write it, and I couldn't even read it once it was finished. I didn't even proof it because I couldn't relive the story again. So I did have my editor proof it, so I'm going on her word that it's all good. Hopefully it is. But it was just something I just had to get out there. Well, now that I have, and now that I have been afforded this great life because I'm still young and I'm taken care of financially. So I don't have the stress of I've got to sell this book. I can literally just write for the fun of it and be relaxed and have, a good time. And so I'm really excited to write this book. And right now I'm thinking I'm going to call it Friendshipino, and it's about our blended family. But that may change as I go through this course the next 6 months. We'll see how that goes. I was a little bit like Nina in that I always wanted to be a writer, and my mother told me the same thing. She was like, well, you're not going to make any money doing that. And I ended up getting a scholarship to go to pharmacy school. Well, it's a pre-pharmacy school. So I decided I was going to be a pharmacist. Well, I was taking organic chem, Dr. Thurston, and Dr. Thurston told me that although you may think you're the smartest person in the room, you're barely average. And that pretty much catapulted me on a whole nother course, and I ended up joining the military. I dropped out of school and joined the military, but I did later go back to school. I finished my degree in English, and I went on to do public affairs in the military. I also started one of the first Army newspapers in Okinawa, Japan. I worked as a journalist interviewing, people in the military, so generals and, special guests that came to visit and stuff like that. I mean, you can imagine what kind of stories we write in Army newspapers, but and then when we went to the war, of course, we wrote stories, not on the war like you would expect, but more or less propaganda. So that's my story in a nutshell. You'll get to learn more about me over the next
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and I'm thrilled that you decided to join the course as well. And I don't think Mark has. I sent a note to Mark on Facebook while you were talking, but he has not shown up. So we're just going to keep going without him.
Yeah, so, this is why I didn't want to do the phone. I can hear everything. Okay, sorry about the dog barking.
That's okay. Not a problem. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to go, so this map should look, the map in front of you, everybody can see it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this should look like the map in your handout that I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Except that the handout has some questions attached to it. And one of your assignments for this week is to answer those questions. But let's talk about the map and how it works, and then we'll get into the map for your book. So this is how I see it. Books don't, well, the first thing is that books don't tend to make authors rich, even best-selling authors, because it really depends what category your book is in. Now, Rolf has a chance with a book on TM to reach a pretty broad market and to possibly have a bestseller that goes beyond Amazon to one of the other best-selling lists, because I just happen to know how popular TM is. Like, I attend a lot of human potential, but sort of business-oriented type things. I don't know if the two of you know Brendan Bouchard. Anyone know who Brendan Bouchard is? No? Okay.
Yeah, I've been following his stuff, High Performance Academy, all of that stuff, yeah.
Right. So if you I went to High Performance Academy, but I also joined the Expert Industry Association. And at the Expert Industry Association meeting, I can tell you that, you know, out of the, I don't know, five or six other speakers that were there, probably three or four of them mentioned doing TM. So TM is pretty popular. But you'd have to know how many books sell in that category to know whether you're going to make any money with a bestseller. You know, it's one thing to have a New York Times bestseller. The metrics there are quite different, and I can't tell you exactly how, but you have to sell way more books than to just be on the Amazon bestseller list. But it also depends on the category. So my books are in the authorship category typically, like How to Blog a Book and the Author Training Manual, and to make it to the top 100 list there, you don't have to sell a lot more than 30 or 40 books in a week. Now, if you're selling somewhere, and I could probably sell less than that and make it to, you know, between 50 and 100, but to make it to between 1 and 50 on the list, you're going to have to sell somewhere in the probably 25 to 50 books in a week. So you can do the math on a book that, you know, costs $20, or my other book is only $13. If you sell 30 books in a week, you're not getting rich. So you have to know in each category how many books are being sold, and that's very hard to know. We'll talk about that later when we talk about competitive analysis. But the point really is that there is more to having a best-selling author career, if you want to have an income that sustains your writing, than just producing books, even best-selling books. I mean, that doesn't mean that Stephen King or J.K. Rowling isn't making enough money off their book sales to have, you know, to pay their bills. I'm sure they probably are. But the majority of books sell 250 copies in their lifetime, 3,000 in a year. The average ebook, according to Mark Coker at Smashwords, sells about 560 copies in a year. So you're going to have to do way more than average to create a sustainable career, and you're going to have to write more than one book, which I'm happy to see both of you are already on the path to doing. So as you begin to plan out your career as a best-selling author, there are some things I really think it's important to look at, because you want to have a big picture view of who you are and where you're going so that you can increase the likelihood of success. So the way I'm going to go through these, and I'm going to tell you how they work together. So I really think that if you want to sustain a career, you have to be doing writing about something that is your passion. You have to be passionate about it, because becoming a successful author, even if you're not a best-selling author, you become a successful author by your definition, is going to take a lot of work. I mean, both of you probably already know this because you've both either working on books or have produced books. And, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort. And if you self-publish, it takes your own money and time. And there's all the promotion that goes into it, as well as the writing and then the working with editors and designers and all of that stuff. So you want to be passionate about it, because there's just, you're going to be doing this for a long time. You can't just release a book and then expect it to sell on its own. So, again, you just need to be passionate. And hopefully it is your purpose. And I heard that in both of you. Rolf specifically said that it was his purpose to finish this book. I'm trying to find where I wrote it down. Rolf, you said you felt it was your calling to let out, to stop holding things in, to let it out, and to finish this book on TM. And I think that Kelly, you know, it sounded to me like you felt called to get your book about PTSD out there, and also to talk about blended families. So that's really important, and because when you feel you have a purpose, and when you can always, when you can be conscious of aligning yourself with your purpose as you work on your book and towards your book, you will find things getting easier, and you're going to be more excited and energetic because you feel on purpose. The other thing is, when you combine your passion and your purpose, in my experience, what happens is you get inspired, and you start to know what inspired actions to take. And so those actions don't feel so hard. You don't worry so much or mind about how much time it's taking or how difficult it is. Inspiration will drive you forward. And so it's this combination of passion and purpose that create the inspiration to develop the tenacity, which we're going to talk about in a bit, to move you forward. So very important. So on your worksheet, you're going to see you have some questions about that. The other thing that you may want to consider, you don't have to, but are your values. What is important to you? I can tell you that I wish I had thought about my values early on, because I feel like along the way I lost track of what was important to me, and my career went in other directions. And if I had been more clear on what my values were, and I had built them into my career plan and into my books and all of that, it would have been very helpful to me in a lot of ways, personally and professionally. So you want to be very clear about what your values are and how they pertain to your books. So your passion, your purpose, and your values all are going to come over here and be part of your books. And actually, I did something the other day for this, and I was sorry I had not added here the star. So I'm going to add the star. It's not quite in the right place. But I want you to, if there is no star on your handout, add a star here on your handout, because passion, purpose, and values are going to help you create your book. These things should be part of the books you create, inherent to them. Matter of fact, your purpose very often becomes the purpose of your book. It becomes one and the same, and your book is helping you carry out your purpose. And your book may hold, you know, may actually carry through your values, and it's definitely going to carry through your passion. The other thing is, we're going to skip themes for a minute. The topics that are of interest to you are very logically going to follow through to your books. So you want to know what topics you want to write about. And I ask you to make a list of these, because you may be surprised at what other topics are there that you want to write about. And it's a good exercise to just get them out and on paper. And the reason for that is going to be when we start talking about spin-off books and series, because you want to start thinking about how the different topics or subjects that you would like to write about eventually all go together. The way that we do that is we start to look at the themes in those topics or the themes in the book. So when you start thinking about the topics and we start thinking about what books you might write on those topics, we start thinking about the themes in those books. What are the themes? What? How can we see how your themes carry through from one topic to the other, even though the book topics may seem very different? I did a mind map. I don't know if any of you watched the Google Hangout I did with Ryan Mendenhall, but he had books that were on peace and gratitude and books on marketing. And when I asked him whether his values and his themes were different or the same for the books on marketing and the books on gratitude and peace, turned out they were the same. And it was very helpful for him to think about that and to begin the conception process for the books on marketing with the themes that ran through the books on gratitude and peace in mind. So something to consider. All of these things then, the topics, the themes, the values, the purpose, and the passion go into creating your books. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, it does.
Rolf? Did we lose Rolf?
Maybe.
No?
I'm here.
Oh, you're there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay. Yeah, anyone can mute themselves by doing star six and then just unmute themselves, by
okay.
the way.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now because there's too much noise going on at my house.
Okay. Yeah, so just hit star six. I should have said that at the beginning. Hit star six and then hit star six again if you want to talk. I just want to make sure everybody's still with me. So any questions to this point?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So that's why it's important to go through this process of answering these questions. Now, what happens is we then, once you've answered these questions, you start to think about your books. So we're going to go over here. And you're going to create a list of all the different possible books you could write.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you a revised one of these after this. I actually created a revised one. I guess I didn't send it to you. What you want here are spin-off books and series, or sequels if it's novels. It could also be. Okay, everybody see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want, I'm going to put it at the top. So what I want you to do is to start thinking about what spin-off books and series or sequels you could write that go with your topics that you want to write about, okay? So you might have your first book. Everyone said they had one book. You had your TM book, Rolf, and Kelly, you have your book on blended families. That's your first book. And excuse me?
You mean my first book or the book I'm working on now?
Well, the book you're working on now, but you're going to list both of them. So you're going to put, you're going to have your primary book and any published books. And then what's going to come next are the spin-off books, series, and sequels. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have the primary book you want to work on, plus you're going to list any published books. And then you're going to start to think of any spin-off books and series or sequels that could come off of these books. So related books, but also it could be unrelated. It could be like Ryan, who had marketing and peace and gratitude, right? You're just going to come up with all the ideas you can. And what I suggest you do here is that you actually write a little pitch for them so you know what they're about. So just like 75 words, it says what the book is about. Then what you will end up doing, didn't mean for it to jump around like that. What you're going to end up doing, which we're going to talk about after we get done with this mind map, is for the primary book. So you might look at this and then go, oh, you know what, I really want to write this other book. But the idea is to see what all you have here. Later on, we are going to look at the market and the competition and create the structure and content. We're going to do that with a process that I'm going to show you in a minute. But what you're trying to do here, because I want to just get to the overview of this whole process, so what these other three things, the market, the competition, I don't know why I keep jumping around like that, the market, the competition, the structure, and the content, these things, once you do your market analysis and your competitive analysis, we are going to use that information to craft the most marketable book, the book that we know has the highest likelihood of selling. Again, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Okay, so you have your primary books and your published books, and you have your spin-off books, the series and sequels. These, you now begin to think about and say, how could I monetize them? How could I create products? Maybe I want to do an online course, like a video course, or maybe I want to do a membership site, something like that. Services would be coaching or TM, doing the meditation classes, teaching meditation, products could also be teleseminars, webinars, anything like that. So what you're doing is you're taking each one of the books. I mean, you can start just, we're going to really be working with one book when we do this. So I suggest you pick your primary book, the one you're really going to work with, and you start thinking, what products and services could I produce? But because we want a big picture view of your career, you want to think about these spin-off books, series, and sequels and say, well, what kinds of products and services might I do for those? And how do they relate in any way to these other ones and to the whole picture of what I'm doing here? The reason for that is you can see these are coded, okay? We have the stars, and then we have the little flags, right? The little flags end up going with platform building and promotion, as well as all of these really, I'll send you a better one of these. I had a better one. I don't know where. I guess I just sent you the wrong one. Anyway. All of this and all of this goes into your branding. And authors forget to do branding. They don't think they need branding. They think they're not a business. But the fact is that every time you produce a book, you are in business, but no matter how you publish it, because suddenly you need to be aware of book sales, and you need to file taxes for your book sales, and if you're an indie publisher, a self-publisher, you have a startup business. So you need branding. You want people, branding is all about letting people know who you are, what you stand for, your values, why you do what you do, your purpose, what you're passionate about, and what you write about, your topics. What are your books about? What are the themes and topics in those books? So even if you write a novel, so Rolf also has a novel, you want to see if the themes and the topics in the novel go with the other books on TM or any other books you're going to write. All mm-hmm. of that gets put together into a brand that you are the such and such author, or you are an author who always writes about such and such, or you help people, you know, you help your readers do whatever. And it's very important because it's going to distinguish you from the very crowded marketplace when people show up on your website and they know immediately that you produce books, products, and services that do something specific. People get to a website and in 4 seconds they make a decision whether it's for them or not, and they go away or they stay. You want them to stay. You want to be relevant to them, and that comes from branding. So very important to think about who you want to be, you know, as an author, how you want to be known. And that comes from thinking about your passion, your purpose, your values, your topics, and the themes that are in your book and how they will all go together, as well as, of course, the products and services. Once you have some branding, which, you know, hopefully you have a tagline of some sort, you know, helping people do such and such, or, you know, I mean, it could be anything like that. Mine isn't on my main website, but it's, you know, helping you achieve more inspired results on Write Nonfiction. And now I have something else there, but you can go around and look at people's websites. The best websites have a tagline. And the people choose their colors carefully, because colors have a meaning and an energy, and so you want to pick colors with some consciousness. And you know, you're going to get a logo done, and you're going to pick URLs that are your name as well as the names of your books and possibly the products and services, but also possibly something that speaks to your branding. All of that then goes on your author website. Hopefully your author website is a blog or blog technology, that you're using WordPress.org, and we will have lots of opportunities to talk about that. But your author website then gets branded, and you use it to sell your products and services. Your products include your books. And you have a blog there that helps you promote, because you're writing on the blog. It helps you develop discoverability online and attract readers and develop this know-like trust factor that will help people want to work with you and buy your books. Plus, it gives you a way to build platform on the social networks because you have content to share. So all of that goes together then into the platform building and promotion, because your branding gets carried out onto the social networks. Everybody knows who you are, what you stand for, because everything looks the same, and you are able to promote your books, first off, as well as your products and services, via your site and via your activity in social networking and through an actual promotion plan for your books. And actually, every time you introduce a new product or service or book, it's always building your platform, helping you promote, helping you sell more. Because the more books you write, the more books you sell. And the more products and services you produce, the more books you sell. And your products and services are going to monetize your content and help you create that income that is going to help you sustain your writing. So that's how it all goes together. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, really pleased to hear all this, because this has been swirling around and you've really consolidated it nicely.
Good, good. Any questions? No,
just soaking it up right now.
Okay, so I'll send you a new map. The questions don't change, really, as far as I know, but I'll look over those, and I'll probably just send you the whole packet again with the map just fixed up a tiny bit. But let's look at this other map, because, as I said, your first assignment for this week, so we meet every 2 weeks, so I'm going to give you probably more than enough stuff to keep you busy for 2 weeks. You know, I don't check your homework every 2 weeks, so it's not like you have to keep up, but, of course, it behooves you to keep up.
Aww.
But you do have the opportunity to get that proposal looked at or your business plan looked at. If you want to self-publish, you do not have to have something all polished and beautiful for the literary agent. So it behooves you to actually go through and finish all of this in the next 5 to 8 weeks, so that we can get something back from the agent as fast as possible, so that you can, when you go to writing your book during the second part of the course, you actually have something back from the agent already, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the faster you move through it, the better. Which reminds Kelly, don't forget, you need to email me your your mailing address so I can send you a copy of the author training manual. Rolf, you got yours?
I got it this morning. Thanks.
Great. Okay, so Kelly, email me your email address or your mailing address, and I'll send you that.
Okay.
I will send you a PDF. I don't know if there are any mistakes in it or not. I have one PDF that the publisher sent me at some point. Just please do not share it with anyone.
Okay, I understand.
You know, the publisher gave it to me for some other reason, and it wasn't really for sharing. But I will send it to you in case you want to start reading before your book gets there. Okay.
I do have a question.
Yes.
It just popped into my head. So I love this idea of listing, because I have a lot of books. I have a lot of stuff in my head. And so it'll feel great to get it all, go through this process. And even though I've pretty much decided at this point the next book I want to do, but I think that'll be a great process. And then, so in theory, if I have the time, I could go through all these steps with not just one book, but with several books.
Yes, that's
that
the true? Point. Yeah, and what you're going to see on the next mind map is what you're going to apply to every book.
Okay.
That's this this part here.
Mm-hmm.
This would be applied to every single book.
It's really understanding, in effect, understanding what you're doing and what your odds are in a way, or what the competition is for success.
That's what we're going to look at now. But you want to know what all those books are that you're going to do because... So I teach from my experience, my knowledge base also, but I don't want you to... take the same detours that I did or to struggle in the way I did, right?
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Here's what happened to me. As I told you, I wanted to write books on practical spirituality and on personal development, and that's how I started out. Matter of fact, I started out as sort of a Jewish writer, and I had some ideas that were based in Judaism and also in Kabbalah, and they're still out there and will still get written eventually. Anyway, I started out with that, and so I started a blog to promote myself in that area. Then, both for my business and because I was seemed to be heading in the direction of writing and publishing, I started a blog in that area. And then, as I told you, the literary agent I had at the time said, let's do books on writing and publishing, and so we did. And then I had the idea for how to blog a book, and so I started that blog. And I also have another blog. Well, then I had a blog it's not even worth going there. Anyway, so that was three blogs. And then I started a blog at some point, I can't even remember when, I'd have to go back and look, on my son's dancing, because he's a dancer, and I was very passionate about how to help boys succeed in the dance world, because it's not very easy for them to grow up as dancers. So I had all this stuff going on, and I had ideas for books constantly. And what would happen is I wanted to be traditionally published, and I would propose them, and then if nothing happened, I would do things like I would create a short version of them so I could sell it at the back of the room while I built platform. I'd go speak, and speaking is a way to build platform, and so then I would have something to sell, plus I could say I was an author. So it might be a very short book. I called them booklets, but I had something to say I was an author, and I could make a little money. And anyway, and then I would go on to the next thing. And as I said, my agent sent me in a different direction. And before I knew it, years had gone by, and I looked at myself, and I went, I look like a split personality. I do writing and publishing and blogging, and I do kind of practical spirituality and personal development, but I've kind of left it behind a little bit. And then I got the dancing thing going on. And how does all this go together? And it took me about a year to develop a brand that pulled all those pieces together because I felt like I was a split personality. And I sat down with a friend of mine who knows me very well and knows something about writing and publishing, and we work together. She had done a little of this work before. She's not a branding specialist, but we worked together and created this big, huge poster board with all this information on it. And we came up with some things we thought would work for me, and then I revised them several times, and then I had a media coach at the time and asked him for feedback, and he said, I don't think it's right yet. Go out and ask everybody who you've ever worked with and who knows you what you do for them or who's read your books, what you do for them. So what I discovered was that in the writing and publishing and blogging world, I was helping people create something. They were creating books and articles and careers as writers and authors. In the other area, the spirituality and personal development, I was helping people create what they really wanted and to fulfill their desires and fulfill their potential, and they were doing that by creating things in their lives. So there was a creation aspect there. So I liked that word of creation. So I went with that. And when I asked everyone what I did for them, they said, you inspire me. And my books inspired them. Even though I was now writing, I mean, this was when I had come out with How to Blog a Book, and I just thought of it as a blogging book and a writing book. And yet people were writing to me and saying, that book was so inspiring to me. It inspired me to start my blog or to begin blogging a book or to take my message and do something with it or my story. So that's how I came up with Inspiration to Creation, because I saw that basically I was trying to inspire writers and bloggers, and I was trying to inspire people in general to fulfill their potential, which and to follow their dreams, which was what writers are doing, right? So It all came together, but it took me a long time to come up with Inspiration to Creation Coach, and then to also see, I heard somebody talk about how they had a very well-known speaker. She said she had used her name as an acronym, her last name, and I went, oh, that's interesting, and I just immediately came up with Achieve More Inspired Results for my last name.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came together. And I shared it with another media person who just loved it. And so I was like, okay, fine. But it was hard to do. And now, besides that, I have a new literary agent, and I went to him when I happened to have known him for a while, and we sat down together at a conference, and I said, here are all the books I want to write. And I said, you're going to think I'm totally crazy, because half of them have nothing to do with what you know me for. And he actually said, I don't think you're crazy at all, but it's going to take us about 2 years to get to this one book you want to do, because there has to be a progression from where you are now to where you want to be, which is writing about, producing the books that are more inspirational rather than just straight writing and publishing books. Well, that wasn't music to my ears, but I could see why that was, because I had to build a reputation for that and a platform for that as well. And so I don't want that to happen to you either. I want you to be able to write the books you want to write in the progression you want to write them. And that takes forethought. All of this takes forethought. If you want it to be easier and if you want to have the ability to get where you're going, which hopefully is successful authorship, faster, you need the map for how to get there. As Brendan Burchard says, you need the map before you enter the forest. So this is what I want for you, is I don't want you to take the meandering path I've taken. I want you to take a much more direct path that you have planned out and that helps you brand yourself early on and that allows you to get from point A to point B to point C to point D in a very logical manner and take your readers with you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, it's big.
It is big. It is big, and nobody, the majority of writers do not think about this. They just have a book idea and sit down to write it.
Yep.
And that's why, Kelly, when we spoke today, I said, you know, I think you're going to be glad that you do this, because we're going to plan out the book, but it's so important to think about the career.
Okay. I'm on track.
Okay. Any other questions before we go on?
None for me.
No, this is this is super, Nina.
All right, good. All right, so we're going on to this mind map, and I wish Mark was here because if I'd known he wasn't going to be here, I would have done a screen recording. But I may do that anyway and just stick it up on the site. It might take me a few days. I'm going away at the end of the week. But anyway, okay, so can you see this map?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to blow it up a little bit, but it gets really big, and we won't be able to – well, I'll close things up as we go, and then it'll be okay. All right. On the site right now, has anybody visited the site? Did you get a link in any of the – did the system send you a link on how to access the site?
Yes. I haven't really – I saw like an 8-week plan or something, and that was it. I didn't see anything else. I didn't really have time.
All right. Well, now if you get lost and you don't know how to get there, you can go to ninaamir.com, and on the right-hand side, there's actually a membership login place.
Login, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So mm-hmm. if
and we
you
can log in somehow?
You should have a name. You should have created a password and stuff, or had one was sent to you when you signed up.
Probably did. I've just been jumping here.
Okay. Well, just look through your email. If you have trouble, I will have my developer check on it for you.
Yeah.
But you probably got if Kelly got one sent to her. Kelly, did you create it?
Oh yeah,
I got it.
Now. Yeah, but
I signed up.
Yeah. Yours, Kelly, or did it just generate one for you?
I think it was automatic because it sent it like as soon as I finished registering.
Okay. So you should have had one that was generated for you, Rolf.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to – yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. If you have problems, let me know. My customer service / developer is in England, so he's asleep right now. But if you have a problem, we just forward him the email, and he'll handle it in the morning. Anyway, on the site, maybe I can – I don't know whether I – yeah. On the site, you have there we go. Can you guys see that?
Yeah. Yep.
When you log in, there's going to be more and more stuff when you log in. Oh, and here's the members login. It's over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So over time, there's going to be more and more stuff added to the site for you to access. Okay. So. The first thing you have is this Author Training 101. It is an 8-week course. If you go to the first page, it's going to look like this. Mm-hmm. Here you have a template, and I know, Kelly, you said you've been working with a template, but this is my template.
Okay.
For a book proposal. A book proposal is a business plan for a book. We are going to create a business plan for your book. And Kelly has been doing that, but she doesn't know how. What she said to me today was she didn't know how to create the plan to write her book. And my strategy with creating a business plan for your book has to do with creating the writing plan for a marketable book, a book that will sell. And you can use the template as a fill-in-the-blank for doing this. And then you can use it to turn into the literary agent, or you can hone it, you can hone it up into a book proposal. And I will later also give you some additional things you can put in your business plan if you decide to self-publish. Okay? So it's very easy to download. There are other things here that you will have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes?
So are we to do the 8-week the 8-week homework that you just saw on the other screen, are we supposed to start that now?
Oops, sorry, my phone is ringing and I don't have it with me to... Oh, wait, I can decline. Okay, sorry. I'm going to talk about that. You're going to start on that, and I'm going to tell you which segments to do, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to do them all at once. Anyway, so there's some extra things here. There's some query letter samples, and I'm going to be giving you some pub board documents, which are what happens at a publishing company for a nonfiction book, what they do with it once proposal gets in their hands. So I'll be adding that in. Anyway, so the course is here, and I'll be telling you which parts to be doing at any given time over the next 7 or 8 weeks. This week, I want you to focus on week one and week two. These correspond with the author training manual, which is why I give it to you as a gift, and why, Kelly, I'm going to send you the PDF in the meantime.
Okay.
Because I can't mail it to you till tomorrow.
Okay.
So now, again, you don't have to read the book. You don't have to do the course. I'm going to tell you what you need to do, you know, in our sessions, but it's going to be helpful to you. Okay, and there are videos, so you can watch the videos, too. So, like, if you go to week one, just so you know, so you can watch the videos and get the majority of what you need to actually do the assignments. But it'll say, it's going to say read 3 chapters and, you know, do this. And it says complete the training exercises for step one. Well, let me tell you, the training exercises in the author training manual are several pages. You do not have to do them all. You just pick and choose what you want to do that will help you complete that part of your business plan, okay?
Okay.
So it's all there just to help you. So there is no, you know, should about this. You just, you know, like I said, if you can't read the whole chapter, watch the videos and do as much as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go back here. I'm going to go through all the steps briefly, and then what's going to happen over the next, our next 5 sessions is we will get into each one of these in more depth. And Kelly, for you, the first six things you're going to see here are going to be the most important for you to get going on that book. That was the issue you had that you really wanted to cover. So once you get past these first 2 weeks, and of course you can always move ahead, but you will be able to, you'll go through the next 2 weeks, and by that time you'll be ready to really be chugging along on your book. Anyway,
okay.
So let's take a look. So the way this works is, this is based on the author training manual and what I call the author training process. And what you do is the first step is to really evaluate yourself, and that goes with that mind map that I just gave you. So the work you're doing there is for a full career plan, and I talk about that briefly in the author training manual. Near the end of the book, I talk about how if you really do this well and you plan out your products and your spin-off books and all that stuff, which doesn't come till step 7, that you can create a career plan for yourself. I want us in this course to start with the career plan and build out to a one book so that when you get to here and you're doing the branding and monetization part, it's for the one book. Does that make sense?
So, right, yeah, so we're zeroing in then.
Yes, so you're starting out with a broad view of your whole career and all the books you might do and all the products and services you could possibly create and how they all go together to create your brand and all that stuff and your career and all that stuff. Then you're saying, okay, now I'm doing one book, okay? But step one is still related to that first mind map and your career plan, okay? Make sense?
Nina, do we have a copy of that mind map coming? Or
this one? I'm going to send it to you, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did not, but I am going to.
Good.
Okay, so most of this is in the author training manual and in that first step that you're going to find in the course, okay, the author training 101. So what you're going to do in this part is you're going to be looking at some of the same things that are in that first map. So you don't have to redo them, but you're going to look at what you're passionate about, and you're going to describe it. You're going to think about your vision for yourself and your book or your books. Describe it. So you need to have a journal, either an online journal or a or just do it all in your business plan, even better, because a lot of this stuff is relevant to your business plan. So usually what I suggest, some people like to journal about it and then put it in their business plan, but I suggest that you have second, because your business plan is for you. You can then cut out whatever you're not using for, you know, if you want, when you submit it to the agent, or if you decide, and when you decide, or if you decide to go the traditional publishing route, you can, you know, cut out whatever is for you and not for them, okay? But put it all in one document so that you have it for yourself. So I want you to write a vision for yourself and for your book, and that's a vision of success. What is it that you really want? Okay, what is your vision for yourself and your book? What is it you want to achieve? And then you're going to go from there to your values, which we already talked about, and you're going to list them. Then you're going to spend some time defining success. The publishing industry talks about success as in terms of money and sales. For the publishing industry or a publisher, a book is only successful if it sells well, if it earns back its advance, which is, you know, the money paid to the author that is an advance on potential sales or the sales they expect, and if it you know, goes into a second printing, those kind of things. But what is your vision? What was your definition of success? You want to know that. Otherwise, you could be succeeding and not realize it, right? You also need goals. Most successful people are going to tell you that the way they succeed is because they have made very specific goals. We talk about SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So you want goals that are that, but you also want goals that, you know, that push you some, that stretch you. And that are, you know, I wrote this whole thing on it. I'll have to find it for you. That are sensational and that I'll have to find. I can't think of all the words I used now. I just published it. It's public, coming out. I'll send you the link. It's sending something out on it actually on Wednesday. Anyway, you want them to be exciting to you. So have goals and make sure they are time-bound, which means that they have some deadlines on them. You know, you'll have your business plan done by such and such a date, and you'll have your book written by such and such a date, and, you know, whatever else you're going to add to that. And then come the topics, which we've discussed. Think about the genres you want to write in. Both of you are writing in, you know, sounds like writing in possibly in some different genres. I mean, Rolf, I know you're doing fiction and nonfiction, and Kelly, I'm not sure what that first book was.
Well, we don't know. Oh.
Okay, you don't know. Okay. But it's important to know what genre it is, because otherwise it's hard to categorize it, and you want to be in the right category for your book to sell. So that's important. And then you want to think about here. Do you think you can? You want to ask yourself whether you think you can create book ideas that help you express your passion, your purpose, your values, and help you achieve your goals and manifest your vision. That's what you want. For you to have a career, this is what you want to be doing. Now, hopefully these also are going to be things that your readers want, which we're going to get into in a little bit. Then you have to ask yourself if you're willing to help to change to help yourself succeed, because you have to also discover what stops you from becoming an author, and you have to make a list of the ways to overcome these obstacles. So once you start delving into, and this is some of the stuff we will talk about when we get back on the call, because I'd like to coach you on it and support you through it, if you have fear. So Rolf, you know, you talked about that you tend to, you know, not want to share, but you're getting over that. You know, so if that was still an issue, you know, we could talk about that. But
right.
You want to make a list of what stops you. It's amazing what stops us from becoming successful authors. Fear of success more than fear of failure, you know.
I agree.
Fear of playing big and putting ourselves out there in an authentic way. All kinds of things stop us. So we have to look at that. And then you have to be really honest and take a look to see if you have what it takes to become an author. And I talk about author attitude in terms of willingness, optimism, objectivity, and tenacity. And that's on the video. I'm not going to, and it's in the book. I'm not going to talk about it right now because I don't want to take too much time. But that these are qualities you need to look at to see if you have them. And then you really need to list the ways or things you need to change to develop an author attitude and to achieve your goals. And then last, you have to take action. If you never take action to change your thoughts, your limiting beliefs, your actions and behaviors and habits, you will never achieve any success beyond what you have achieved to date. So you have to create an action plan based on your answers in this section. So every goal should have some action plans, action steps, a to-do list, things you have to do, mini goals, and then all these things that relate to you, also action plans, whether you need coaching from a life coach or whether you need to go to a counselor or whether you just need to come to the session and ask some questions, whatever it is, you know, or you just need to take some action. Maybe you just need to start blogging or whatever it is. Okay, so does this make sense to everyone?
Yes, this is beautiful, Nina.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so it seems like it's unrelated to you writing your book, but it's really not. This is very important to you creating a successful career and a successful book. All right, so that's one. We're going to talk about number two, and then I'm going to skim quickly over the others so that I don't keep you too long. Okay, the second step that I want you to cover this week is the ideation stage. And I want you to brainstorm those book ideas, including your spin-off books, okay? So you're going to do a big brainstorming first of all the book ideas, because that's what we talked about in the first map. Then, when you're done with that, I want you to think about the book you're going to work on in this course, okay, in this program. And so you see here, brainstorm book ideas and pick one. Then you're going to, once you pick the one, you're going to start honing in on what your book really is about. Okay, WIIFM stands for What's in it for me, and that is not you. That is your reader. When somebody says to you, what's your book about? They don't care what it's about. They only care about what's in it for them. They want to know what the value is to them, what the benefit is to them. So you're going to start writing about your book, and you can just write long or, you know, make a list, do whatever you want to help you start thinking about what your book is about, and then you are going to start thinking about the benefit or value it offers readers. Why would somebody buy it? And what you're going to finish up with is what we call the overview, which is the first section of the business plan or book proposal. And again, I want to be clear that I'm not concerned about you writing a book proposal per se. I want you to write a business plan for your book. If you decide to create a book proposal, fine. But that is not my goal for right now, okay? I want you to write a pitch. So it should be under 100 words, an elevator speech that you would say to someone when they ask you what your book's about, which means that they want to know what's in it for me, so you want to get across to them in a compelling way the gist of what your book is about, but in a way that tells them what value or benefit they're going to get out of it. This would be the same for a novel. Doesn't matter. I won a pitch contest at the San Francisco Writers Conference by figuring out what the benefit was in my novel, what value my readers would get out of reading my novel. So you write a pitch. Does everybody understand what a pitch is? Because if not, I can send you a link to how to write a pitch.
I'd like to see the link.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I will send you that. And I'm going to get the Facebook page put up today, and so some of this stuff will end up there. Eventually I'll start just loading things there once we have these conversations. Okay, then you're going to compose a list of benefits. Minimum five. Come up with at least five reasons why somebody would buy this book, what value you offer them. And then I want you to describe the content of your book in a paragraph or two at most. What this does for you is, what this does for you is it helps you get clear on what you're writing about. You'd be amazed at how many people start a book and they don't know what they're writing about or what they really want to say. Number two, this is the beginnings of marketing copy for your book, which you will need. Number three, I am going to show you at a certain point in this process how you take the information you've come up with, actually it comes here after step six, and how you create a writing plan for your book. And the overview is an important part of the writing plan. Number four, I think I'm on four, even though you have not yet figured out the content or structure or examined your ideal readership and market, or even looked at the competition or any of the stuff you're still going to do, what you have done is you've just given yourself the bare bones, sort of top of the head view of what your book's going to be about, and it's a starting place. It may change, and that's okay. So this does not have to be perfect. So keep that in mind. This does not have to be perfect. This is just a way for you to get started. Okay? Any questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I will send this to you, so don't worry. You'll get this. All right. So after that, so that's all you're going to do for the next 2 weeks. That's plenty. Okay? You're going to be very busy just doing that. And these steps, these numbers align, one and two, align with the steps in Author Training 101. Okay?
Okay.
So if you watch the videos on the site, even if you don't get to read the book, if you watch the videos, they will help you with this. All right. So just so you know where we're going, once we get done with that, we'll go on to potential readership, which is your market. And what you'll end up doing here is you're going to examine who's going to buy your book, why they need or want it, and how many of these ideal readers exist. This is the market section of your business plan where you're going to describe your ideal reader, and you're also going to put research in there where you describe the size of your market, actual numbers, how many people might want to buy this book. So, Rolf, for you, you know, that's how many people are involved in TM.
Mm-hmm. Or want to be.
Yes. So
I'm not necessarily writing it for people who already do it, but people who do it may want to give this book to their family or friend.
Right, or people who are interested and aren't involved yet and who need the encouragement to get involved, right? So you're going to have to figure out how to find those numbers.
Right.
Okay. And for you, Kelly, you know, it's that these mixed marriages that aren't just a religious mixed marriage. It's a, you know, a cultural mixed marriage.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go out there and do some research in the Census Bureau or on Google or whatever and see what you can find out. But this is the beginning of how we hone our book. This is, yes, this information goes into a book proposal, but for you and for the sake of this course and this program, we are doing this to craft a book that will sell. I want you to understand that, okay? So let me explain how that's going to work. After you've done that, which, again, you're welcome to move forward in the steps. It's fine. I don't think you're going to have time, but you're welcome to. You're only doing the first two for this next 2 weeks. But anyway, keep going. The next thing, so this is a market, number three is a market analysis. Number four, it says marketability, but what it is a competitive analysis, and it goes in the business plan under the name competition. And what you're looking at is what books compete with yours. Sometimes we put a complementary section in there as well, complementary books. Competing books are the books someone would buy instead of yours because they're identical in topic or subject matter or content. Hopefully not identical, but close enough. So I have a book, the nonfiction book proposal Demystified. Somebody could buy that, or they could buy Mike Larson's book, How to Write a Book Proposal. They're very similar. Mine is very short. His is much longer and more comprehensive. But, you know, depending on what you're looking for in a book proposal, you're going to choose one or the other. But somebody who wants to know how to create a business plan for their book and craft marketable ideas is going to buy the author training manual. If they then want to turn their business plan into a book proposal, they would buy the complimentary book of Mike Larson's How to Write a Book Proposal. Make sense?
Okay.
So yes. You see, one is I would buy either or. The other one is I would buy this one and this one because one takes a subject in the book farther. It supports it. It complements it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want both those books. In the other case, I don't need both. I need one. Mm-hmm. So we're more concerned with competing books. So we want books that actually compete. We want to know how these books are, the books that compete with yours are different from the one you want to write, how these books are the same as the one you want to write. Because you want to make sure that you don't write an identical book to one that's already out there. How these books are better or worse than the one you want to write, because you want to correct the you want to do things differently than anything you think wasn't done well. You want to do it better. But if they've done something really well, you might want to pick up on that and say, well, I'm going to do something similar because that works really well. And then you're going to look at how you can apply this information to number 2 and 3 here and craft a more marketable book. So you're going to take this information and you're going to go back and look at what you did here in the overview in number 2 and what you did here in the markets. And you're going to say, well, do I need to change my market any? If I have to craft a different book in any way, is my market any different? Is my ideal reader any different? And if so, how does all that go together with the initial idea that I came up with? Do I have to change my pitch, the benefits I'm offering? You know, did the benefits change? Do I now have better ones, new ones, more? What is my book really about now? So what's going in this section is the competitive analysis, which I describe how to do that in the videos. Basically you're describing how your book is different, better, more necessary than at least 5 of the best-selling competing titles in your sales category that are targeting the same market as you. So can you see how this here, number 4 and number 3, are going to help you hone your idea here in number 2?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we create the idea, but then we go through this process to make sure the idea is a good one.
I like that too, in that we don't have to feel we have to get it perfect first time, that we get in the ballpark and then we move through those next steps and then we come back and refine.
Right, and you have another chance to refine as well. So here in number 5, what you're going to do is you're going to apply 2, 3, and 4, and you're going to brainstorm the content of your book. I'm going to give you in the next few days, I'm hoping to have up on the site, a small course on how to use mind mapping. Have either of you used mind mapping before?
Yes, I use it on my iPad.
Is that where you kind of draw circles and lines?
Yes, but it's really just like this. You have done that. Okay, so I'm just doing it online. This is basically the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly, how have you done it? You said you do it on your iPad?
Yeah, there's a map on iPad. I forgot what the app is called, but yeah, it's really easy. It's just like what you have here.
Okay. All right, great. So I'm going to put one up for anyone who wants to learn how to use this program. It's just going to be the very basics of how to use this program. It's a free program called FreeMind.
Okay.
And so that way, what I'll do is I can send you the map that I've created, and you can actually begin to add to it. So, for instance, the first map I gave you, I can send you that map, and you can just start using that map and adding to it if you want.
Okay.
So, it would be a way for you to do that. But you can also just recreate this anywhere you want. You can do it in written form, or you can do it. I like sometimes when I first start out mind mapping a book to do it with sticky notes. so that you put the sticky notes over, all over a whiteboard or all over a poster board, and then you can move them around so that you can group them into what will be chapters. So it's easy to just pick them up and move them around, you know. So that's a nice way to do it, rather than with lines and circles.
Good.
Anyway, so you're going to brainstorm the content of your book, and then you're going to ask yourself if you can create a structure, meaning chapters, for the content that you want to include in the book. And that's what you're going to do, is you're going to actually structure it. You know, all the content that, you know, you're just going to do a brainstorm, and what I call a brain dump of everything you think could possibly go in the book, and then you're going to organize it into chapters. And then you're going to ask yourself if those chapters create a compelling and comprehensive book. And do they also create a marketable book, which means you have to go back and look again at, you know, are you hitting the needs of your potential readers? And have you created something unique and necessary in the category, as well as, you know, what's being sold in the, to your market? Okay? So this is, it's called the list of chapters, and it is just the table of contents for your book. But that's what you'll create. So again, you're putting all of this in a document to create your business plan, just so we're clear. Then you go from there, and you're going to apply what you did in number 5, and you are going to create chapter summaries. So what you'll do is you're going to, for every one of your chapters, you're going to write a paragraph, at most 2, saying exactly what's going into that chapter. For nonfiction, this is necessary for a book proposal, but I'm going to show you how the table of your overview, your table of contents, and your chapter summaries are going to help you create a writing guide that's going to help you write your book really quickly, hopefully in 2 months.
Good.
Or at least by the end of our program. Okay, so you apply this, you create the chapter summaries, and then you ask yourself if the content and structure, so the table of contents and your chapter summaries, match up with your overview from number 2. So does your table of contents, do your chapter summaries, which are basically the description of the content, does it now match up with number 2? Have you created a compelling and unique necessary book in the book sales category, where it will be sold in the bookstore? So that means you need to know what kind of book it is, what the genre is, and where it would be sold in the bookstore. Does it look like you have enough content? Does that content target your market up here in number 3? Is there anything you can do to make the book more marketable by going back to number 3 and 4? And then you can always redo number 2 again. You can go back at this point and redo number 2 and redo anything else you need to do. Okay, so basically here, this is just called chapter summaries, and you're doing what I said, writing 1 or 2 paragraphs. If you were writing fiction, you could do a synopsis, but it does not help you as much with the writing guide. So at that point, you are ready to write your book, or if you're going to go traditional, to write some sample chapters if you're doing nonfiction. If you're doing fiction, you have to write the whole book. But at this point, you end up with a writing guide, and that writing guide I will tell you about next time or the time after that, because you won't be ready for it yet, and I don't want to go too much longer. But there is a writing guide that comes out of this. Okay, so then number 7, very quickly, we've kind of talked about this already with the other map. Let me see if I can get all of this on here for you to see. Just about. Okay, so you could write, you're going to ask yourself if you can write spin-off books in the topic or the theme. And spin-off books, to be clear, are, you know, like How to Blog a Book has a chapter on how to write a business plan for your book. So then my next book was the author training manual, which is how to write a business plan for your book in more depth. There's a chapter in the author training manual on evaluating yourself. My next book, hopefully with Writer's Digest, is a book on author coaching to help people do that evaluation and move through their blocks. Do you see how those spin off one to the next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you write a pitch for each spin-off book. I mean, we've kind of talked about this. You make a list of potential products and services for the books you're working on in each spin-off book. You're going to – oh, sorry, I opened 2 at once. Oh, no, this is all in the same place. Okay, sorry. I kind of I don't know, I spaced out. So could you
Nina,
back up here? I'm back
Nina,
here.
Nina, so ask a question?
Yes,
I have been reading on other blogs that you have to build a following before you actually release your book to the public. And like one of the ways to do that is to start a blog or do a podcast or YouTube videos or something like that. So here where you have, you know, blogs, websites, and under the branding and monetization, I know that this is step 7, but it is something that we could start now and, you know, keep creating it throughout.
Yes, and if you want to, we can discuss that next time. I actually am considering moving the promotion and platform section up in this course for that reason. It was just that I wanted to get you guys writing, but you could be writing while we do that. And so there are only 3 of you in the course, so we can talk about that next time when Mark is here. And if everybody would like to talk about that earlier, what we can do is as soon as we're done with the planning of the book, we can talk about platform and promotion, and that way you can get started on that while you're writing.
Okay.
Because you really need to. So, yes. All right, so we've kind of gone through all this, right? This is the branding and the products and services and how to use your themes and topics and values and passion and all that to create a brand, and that'll go into logos, banners, websites, blog colors, blah, blah, blah. We've pretty much talked about that. And then that will go into products and services. In your business plan, I call it products and services. In a book proposal, it's called subsidiary rights because you're talking about things that you could sell. Most book proposals these days don't have subsidiary rights in it unless a literary agent adds them. But for the purposes of your business plan, it's basically just products and services. And again, that's the spinoff books and the pitch for them and the potential products and services. And here you are going to need to start thinking about creating your website and blog and branding and developing a list of skills and tools and information and support services you need. So that's that. And then we move on to what I just called author here, and that is the About the Author section of a book proposal, or the author bio, it's sometimes called. And you're really looking at, are you qualified to write the book? How do you compare to the other authors in your category? Something important to look at when you're doing the competitive analysis is the other authors and their bios. Have you done anything to date to build the platform? So that's what Kelly's talking about, because you are going to need a platform statement here. So down here you see I have author bio, where you write a third-person bio of yourself. You're also going to need a professional headshot. And you're going to maybe write a mission statement that goes back to your purpose, right? So if you've already done your purpose, written down what your purpose is, this is going to be easy for you to do a mission statement because you've probably got it written already. And then you're going to do a platform description where you list all the things you've done to date to build your platform. So, yes, Kelly, this is important, and we do need to do it to help sell our books. Your platform is the foundation for any promotion you do. It makes it effective. So that's where we start to ask, are you ready to help promote your book? Do you have the platform that's going to help you promote? And then, of course, is the book part of your mission or purpose? And why should anyone care about reading what you write? So all of that comes in this section.
Can I ask another question?
You surely can.
The thing that really, I hate to use the word scare me, but I guess one of my biggest concerns is, am I qualified to write? And that question I saw on the last screen, you know, what qualifies you to write this book? I have a lot of ideas of things I'd like to write about, but then if I compare myself to other authors, as it says here that I should be comparing myself to another author in my category, then of course I don't stack up. I don't have that kind of background, even though I believe I know what I'm talking about. So then what do? I have to totally change my idea, or
no? First of all, you have life experience. You are writing from life experience, so your life experience makes you an expert. The other thing is, and we can talk about this next time if you want, is that by creating a blog and beginning to blog on the topic, there are lots of strategies you can use to begin developing what we call authority in your category and, you know, in your field and in the subject area. And that's what you need to start doing. And as you do that, you're going to build platform. And the platform and that authority, you know, what we call an authority blog, is going to give you more than just the life experience. It's also going to give you platform elements that will give you the credentials that you seek.
Okay, got it.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
What popped into my head was just you can also interview people who are recognized and have that relationship and, you know, quote and describe. And then having done that, you begin to be recognized as an expert who knows what the experts know or has relationships with them.
Exactly, which is, you know, what happened to me with when I did the National Nonfiction Writing Month, you know, Write Nonfiction in November. I had between 25 and 28 experts on my blog every year in November that did expert blogging for me. And even though I didn't interview them, just having them on there made me an expert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then on How to Blog a Book, I interviewed, I did a whole month where I interviewed experts. And so, yeah, that makes you, you know, basically it's like being a journalist. See, a journalist can write about anything and be an expert on it just by interviewing and researching. And that is the strategy you start to put to use on your blog. But you can also put it to use in your book, depending on the kind of book, which I know isn't the kind of book you're planning to write, but it can be used that way.
Okay.
All right.
With her book, she could interview other couples that have that are in the same situation.
Yes, she could.
And build sort of a critical mass in a way.
She could. She could just decide to put in a couple chapters on that. So that's something she's going to have to think about when she brainstorms her book.
Mm-hmm.
You also can get a foreword by somebody who's an expert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so the last two very quickly. Your success strategy. So this really is the platform or the promotion plan. You know, it's how you're going to promote your plan, your book, how you can reach those potential readers, that target market that you described and when you release your book, and how you can use the information from number three, which was the description of the potential readership and the description of your market, so of your ideal reader and of the market, to best let your readers know about you and your work. So you're asking, can you and are you willing to help sell your book? Most authors are not willing to do this. They do not want to do it, and they struggle with it. And so we have to develop the willingness for that, and so we will work on that. And are you a good publishing partner or a good indie publisher? So publishers want somebody who can help sell their book, help sell the book, and that comes down to having a platform and creating a good promotion plan because without the foundation of the platform, which is your potential readership, you know, in your target market, people who know, like, and trust you already, it's very difficult to have your promotion plan be very effective. And so they're looking for someone with the ability to and the willingness to help sell books. But if you self-publish, it's the same. You have to be able to do that to succeed. So here we are creating a promotion plan, which is a list of ways you can build author platform and also help to help your promotional efforts and create a list of ways you can promote your book. So we will look at the look at your author platform and look at your marketing plan. And then last, this is kind of a bonus. It's not in the book. Well, it is, but not as a step. We're going to take some time to look at what the best way is for you to publish. And I'm not going to really talk about this now, but we're just going to, I know both of you have independently published, and we'll just talk about, you know, if need be. I don't know what Mark has done, but we'll talk about publishing. So that is where we're going over the next, about 8 weeks. And what you're going to end up with is your, you know, between the two mind maps, you're going to end up with a pretty good strategy for your career and for your for writing your book, writing a book that that has a higher likelihood of selling than the majority of books put out on the marketplace. And as I said, then we'll go on to writing and also to working on the promotion and on the branding and monetization parts. Those will be separate modules we'll work on. Okay? Questions?
Okay. I didn't see public speaking in there, but was that worked in there somewhere and I missed it, or I had to move around a bit?
It just didn't say it, but it's part of platform building, and it can also be in branding and monetization. Speaking can also be a service you offer.
Okay.
But great. It also does build your platform, so it can also be here in number 8 as a platform building element.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I didn't go over this all of this to just reiterate what we're doing in the course, but to show you what you're doing for the next 8 weeks, okay? Because this is what you're going to apply to your book. So this is your book's business plan, whereas this one was your career plan.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've picked your book, right, once you've picked the book you're going to work with, mm-hmm. then you're doing this. Mm-hmm. The only thing that there's an overlap with is this number one. Mm-hmm. Number one goes back to your career plan. The rest of this is you having picked a book you're working with, and now crafting a marketable book idea all the way through number 6. When we get back to 7, you are working with some of the same elements that are on the big career plan, but you're doing it with your one book in mind for number 7 and number 8 and even some of number 9. Number 10 goes back to your career plan, but it also can be related to the book. You may decide this book is better traditionally published than self-published, mm-hmm. or vice versa. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I will send you this. This is actually a map I'm working on for a separate course for Writer's Digest University, but I figured it was really useful for what we were doing because it mm-hmm. maps out the whole Author Training 101 course. So I will send this on to you, and it just probably as a JPEG or a PNG or something. And then I will, if you want this as a mind map, I can send it to you that way too, should you decide to use FreeMind. And hopefully in the next couple days, I'm out of town at the end of the week, so my goal is to have up for you on the site the little mind mapping course, in case you want to use FreeMind. And I'll also put up there the video, the segment from the I have to go back and look at it, but I did a segment on some of that 4 video series, which actually I think might be on the site. I can't remember now. But I did a segment where I actually built out a mind map. And you can look at that. And I can also show you an example of a mind map that I did for somebody, actually for 2 people. So I will load the example mind maps. And you'll have the course. So those things will be added. And when we get closer to you wanting to where we're talking about publishing, I'll add those pub board documents that I talked about.
Okay.
Any questions before we finish?
Just to be clear, we're going to do weeks 1 and week 2 from the Author Training 101, and that's really it, because that includes listing all of our potential books, right, and spinoffs and everything, right?
It does. Yeah, the only thing that's different from that is that I want you to fill out this mind map.
Okay, got it.
And the only thing that's different about this one than the one I'm going to send you, because, I mean, you can start on this one. The only thing that's different is I added a star, and I added primary book and spinoff books here. But I will send this to you. I'll redo it, and I'll add it to that worksheet, to the one with the questions, and I'll send it back out to you.
Okay. Got it.
Good. So...
So it's so a lot of work. I mean, this—I wouldn't say this is, you know, like, going to be, you know, that this is like you do it in an hour, but
no.
But you're going to be glad you did it.
Yes.
That's why this is my premium coaching course, because it's, you know, it's to get you where you want to go, and once you've done this part of it, you know, and this part here, you're going to, you know, all the stuff about you. You're going to move on to, you know, to the stuff that's really related to crafting a marketable book. And a marketable book is a book that can become a bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's fantastic. You really have pulled this together, and it's vast. But I already knew it was vast, but now I have a map, so I'm pleased.
Good. Glad to hear that. And you're okay, Kelly?
Yeah, I like the detail in it. I really do. I like that you've really kind of broken it down like a checklist. Because hey, I'm military. I'm good with checklists. So I'm really comfortable with like counting it off. You know, 1 to 10, 1 to 14. Great, perfect.
Good. Well, I think you like the writing plan too. When we get to that, because what it does is it actually, I'll just give you an inkling. It takes your table of contents. And your takes your table of contents and your chapter summaries, and it shows you how to break your chapter summaries down even farther, so that what you end up doing is, and it uses your overview and even your mission statement as reminders of what you're doing and who you're writing for, so why you're doing what you're doing and who you're writing it for and the benefits that you are promising these people, your readers. And then when you open up the document, you're going to create a document. And when you open up the document with, let's say, Chapter 5, and you're working on Chapter 5, what will be there will be your chapter summary, the title of the chapter summary, and then either subheadings or bullet points. And you will be writing to those bullet points. So it is also broken down almost into checkpoints. I need to cover this, 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 and this in this order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
That's why you write quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's in there. Because you've included it in your chapter summary. And then when you break it all down, when you break your chapter summary down into smaller bits, you can flesh those out if you want to. But usually just breaking that down into little bits is enough to be able to write from point to point.
So and, it's and very coherent rather than trying to write all those points and then figure out how to put them together.
Right. And if you continuous, if every time you write, you go back to read your overview and your mission statement, and if at the end you do the same as a check to see if you accomplished your goal, if you gave the mm-hmm. value you said you were going to give, if you were on purpose, your book becomes a marketable book
mm-hmm.
because it becomes everything you said you wanted it to be. You promised it becomes a book that targets your market, gives them what they need and want, and it produces a unique and necessary book in the category because you're sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that you can't veer off and say, oh, I forgot this or I should have done that, but you're really, you've done enough planning to, and you're keeping your goals in mind, and so you end up with something that is much more targeted.
Yeah, got it. Cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited.
Yep. So that's why we do all this. It takes a little bit of time to do, but it helps us get where we want to go. Okay.
So, Nina, you're not actually available throughout the 2 weeks, right? You're not.
Yeah.
Or do we just sort of
During these 2 weeks, what I'll probably do, at one point during the month, there will be laser coaching where I set up like an hour, since there are only three of you, like an hour or 2 hours where you can schedule a slot for a 15-minute laser coaching session. But that just happens once during the month, so it'll be once in between the coaching sessions. And then the Facebook group is where I am available to you, and I will create that tonight, and I will send you guys the link.
Okay.
So that is a place where you can always ask questions, and I'm on Facebook a lot, so you should get a message from me at some point.
Okay.
All righty.
You know, without waiting too long.
Good deal.
Okay?
Very good. Thanks for launching.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for being on the call and being in the program, and I look forward to seeing your progress.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to just list all the ideas I have to get on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? You feel free to, if you create any kind of a mind map or something where you can take a screenshot, or if you want to just put it in a Word document and I think there's a way for you to add that to the group. You know, if not, you can send it to me and I will. If you want to share and get feedback, use the Facebook group.
Okay.
I can't find you on Facebook.
I'm just under Nina Amir, but I also have ninaamir.com. But I'm going to, I'll send you an invite here to the group here soon.
A-M-I-R-E?
No, A-M-I-R.
Yeah, that's what I tried first. Why are you not popping up? Okay, well, I'm easy to find. You can find me. There's not that many Kelly Chevaliers.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so that's it
for
tonight. And,
Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, the other sessions won't take 2 hours because there aren't that many of us. But tonight was, you know, kind of intros. Mark will probably introduce himself next time, and he can listen to this to be introduced to you guys.
Okay,
but
good.
It should go a little faster next time. And next time, bring your questions, okay, from the work you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good 2 weeks.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Go out and achieve some more inspired results.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Ralph.